Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Out in the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Craig Singleton, adjunct fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, to take us to the Confucius Institute. Some years past, I learned that on campuses, universities across this country, the Confucius Institute were part of the conversation. Why? What did it mean? This was not something I understood, but then again, I went to university in the Stone Age, and this is the 21st century. So, Craig, help me. What is a Confucius Institute that may or may not be part of the American university campus? Good evening to you.
Thanks, John. So Confucius Institutes are Chinese Communist Party-sponsored educational organizations, and they offer Chinese language, culture, and history programming at the primary, secondary, and university levels, both in the United States and abroad. But they're also a key element in China's United Front, which is a term for a network of groups and individuals that seek to co-opt and neutralize sources of potential opposition to the Chinese Communist Party's policies and its legitimacy. And back in 2019, for example, FBI Director Christopher Wray, when he was testifying before Congress, he mentioned that Confucius Institutes, quote, offer a platform to disseminate Chinese government or Chinese Communist Party propaganda to encourage censorship and to restrict academic freedom.
In general, what I understood was that after the director made those remarks, and sometimes before, there was an understanding that this was not a comfortable presence on campus. And they were being asked to remove themselves or volunteered to exit the campus. I learned from you that that is not entirely the case. Where are the exceptions? And let's go immediately to the University of Central Arkansas.
Absolutely. So the issue of Chinese malign influence on college campuses, you're right, has been top of mind for a few years now. And that includes these 40-ish remaining Confucius Institutes across the United States. And one of the things that our research shows is that while the total number of Confucius Institutes has in fact declined in recent years, many universities, including the University of Central Arkansas, have both closed their institutes, but then immediately turned around and entered into contract relationships with the same Chinese sister universities, which had been associated with these closed Confucius Institutes. And in a lot of cases, these universities have established new China-focused initiatives while even retaining Confucius Institute staff and programming. One of the key things that we are sort of drilling into now a little bit is figuring out what are the ties between a lot of these sister Chinese universities, the ones that were involved in helping set up Confucius Institutes, and the Chinese government? And there is just reams of data that show that most of these universities have been involved in advancing China's military-civil fusion program. And that's a national strategy aimed at acquiring the world's cutting-edge technologies, including through theft, in order to achieve Chinese military dominance. And in over two dozen cases that we've identified, schools in the United States maintain relationships with these Chinese sister universities. To what end? It's still unclear. We're still very early in sort of the digging process.
You note that since 2007, the University of Central Arkansas has been linked to the East China Normal University. I looked up East China Normal University on Nature magazine, career opportunities for our esteemed peer review scientists. It is a usual elaborate campus built suddenly in these last years. It appears straightforward, although I see that it offers degrees in hard sciences and in intelligence. Is there linkage for the ECNU to the military? Is it a direct linkage?
Yes. So the East China Normal University does have direct ties to China's defense and military establishment, including programs that are involved in that military-civil fusion program I mentioned. We've seen indications when we research and look through Chinese media and Chinese language documents of agreements that have been signed to work on things like sensitive next-generation technologies with China Aerospace Science and Technology Corporation. This, for example, is a massive defense conglomerate with extensive ties to China's People's Liberation Army. And the ECNU lab and the China Aerospace entity have conducted joint research, a lot of which has potential military applications. We've also seen something really interesting with ECNU in that the Australian government recently revoked the visa of a top ECNU professor who is being investigated for foreign interference. And this particular professor had served as a senior official at this Australian Study Center for over 20 years.
Yes, we have a lot of information about the University of Central Arkansas, but you mentioned two universities that are world famous, and I'm certain this will come as a surprise to the alumni. The University of Michigan at Ann Arbor and Tufts University in Massachusetts, in Boston, and Cambridge University. Are those universities withdrawing now from any relationship with that can be said to be compromised by the Chinese military? Are they keen on getting away from this after having made a mistake?
Well, both universities previously maintained Confucius Institutes and then closed them in response to political pressure. We should mention that there is no federal legislation mandating the closure of Confucius Institutes across universities. And so at the University of Michigan, for example, this is a top-tier research facility. It continued to receive funding from the Chinese propaganda entity that funds Confucius Institutes even after it's the university's Confucius Institute had closed. In the case of Tufts, it's even more interesting. They closed their Confucius Institute and once again entered immediately into a new partnership with that same university that it had worked with. That's Beijing Normal University. And that's one with very clear ties to the development of things like Chinese unmanned aerial vehicles and also a large number of military civil fusion entities that facilitate transfers of sensitive technology between universities and Chinese industry. So it's right in the thick of what we're seeing here in terms of malign influence on college campuses and the role that Chinese universities play in facilitating those technology transfers.
Wall Street's made mistakes as well, Craig. We're understanding of how China then is not China now. We're looking at a threat that is as yet unknown, but heavily identified by the Washington leadership, both parties. So, is it your indication now that this is left over from the old days and that these universities, aware of the problem now, are seeking a quiet exit? Is there anything like that going on?
I mean, I think what we're starting to see, the tip of the iceberg, is that under pressure, universities will close these Confucius Institutes, but at the same time, respected higher education facilities around the country and some of the countries our top universities are still very willing to ignore concerns about China's military civil fusion program, about Chinese malign influence, in order to maintain these partnerships with Chinese entities. And whether they are not doing their homework about what these universities are doing, these Chinese universities are involved in, or whether they're turning a blind eye to it, it does sort of reinforce the need to continue to maintain vigilance. And it does reinforce the need to increase transparency over how U.S. universities engage with their Chinese partners and where the opportunity space there really is to put pressure on universities to terminate those relationships and to only engage maybe with Chinese entities that aren't involved in these sort of malign activities.
Hollywood talk. Follow the money. We have less than a minute. What scale of money are we looking at? Six figures, seven figures? Do we know, Craig?
So it might vary. Some of these universities may or may not be receiving money from their Chinese partners. Universities that have Confucius Institutes tend to receive several hundred thousand dollars from the Chinese government to establish these institutes. The remaining institutes have teachers and professors that are flown over from China to teach not only Chinese language, but China's view of history, for example, that Tiananmen never happened or Tibet is a problem to U.S. universities. We don't know the full extent of these financial entanglements. One of the key challenges going forward will be submitting requests to get our researchers' hands on these contracts, which to now are secret.
Craig Singleton for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Data privacy. Hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.